So I'm front row. Of course, you know, Mike just finished fighting. And of course, it was a draw, which didn't make any sense to me because clearly you can see that Mike won that, looked amazing, not because he's family, but because the eyes can't tell no lies. And at the first of the sight, you see that man jumping around like he 18 or 19, 3 years younger than his opponent. Now, shout out to you too, Roy Jones, but come on now, boy. It wasn't no hugging and kissings in that ring, motherfucker. We came to fight. And you wasn't fighting. You was holding on. But with no further ado, you dig what I'm saying? I'm still out here in L.A. and I'm still at the Staples Center. And this is what I need y'all to understand. I got real people that's going to come on here and we're going to talk shit. And this is my brother from another. And no needs no introduction. One of the livest dudes that I know in the game. Need no introduction. Say what up to them, partner.
Yeah. This is Jay Prince coming at you live in the living color.
Yeah, that's right. Front row with Jackie Rowe and the famous, infamous James Prince. You know what I'm saying? You heard stories, but you know, you're going to hear tonight some of the real tales. Not too much. We just going to give you a little dip and dabber. So, James, like, what have you been up to?
Since I've been exercising my entrepreneurship and diversifying my entrepreneurship, you know what I mean? Living a peaceful, serenity lifestyle.
Oh, that's beautiful. Now, you know, after I hear stuff like that, I got to go back because first I got to check in with my brothers to see how their mental and their health is doing because, you know, your health is your only wealth. So if that's being, you know, something that you're manifesting, then I love it, you know. But let's get back to the real factor right here. Now, what the fuck did you think of that bullshit just now?
hey, sis, it was a money-grabbing night.
Okay.
You know what I mean? And I'm happy for both of the opponents. I know both of them personally. And, mm-hmm. you know, as you know, this is a situation I tried to put together years ago. It didn't come to fruition. Yeah. Yeah, sis. I got pictures and everything where this was, I flew both of them out to Houston. We all went to my ranch.
What?
And we all, oh, yeah. Yeah, we all plan on making this happen, and it didn't come to fruition because the money wasn't put up properly that Roy wanted with the Maloof brothers.
Oh,
but
okay.
Here we are today, you know what I mean? Live in the living color, and they accomplished that was supposed to happen years ago.
So you were putting on this as an exhibition too as well?
No, it wasn't no exhibition back then when I was putting it
on. This
was
real
in
fight.
The early 2000s. So this was going to be a real raw and uncut situation.
Oh, my.
You know what I mean? Yeah, we all flew out to Houston at the ranch, me, Roy, and Mike got in a room together, and we was in agreement.
Wow.
With how we was going to do it. I actually put the picture in my book, The Art and Science of Respect.
Oh.
You know what I mean? So if
send me a copy.
Book, yeah. Then you can see confirmation of all of us being together. I held both of the hands up. And then we left there and we actually done a source. Both of them, we went to the Source Awards.
What?
And yeah, we ignited the movement, you know what I mean? Excited everybody at the Source Awards that they finally was going to fight. But
it never happened, huh?
Yeah, it didn't happen then, but tonight we saw it.
Yeah, so what do you think? Tell the truth. Who was the better man looking out there, though? Come on, Kip. Come on, James. You know we talk real shit. Come on. I know you know I know you know Roy. I know Roy, too. I love Roy, too. I love my brother, but let me tell you, I'm going to say this real quick. Listen, I've been around my brother for the last 18 years of some real professional fights. And my brother, he put in his 100 when he has to train. But I ain't never seen him looking so good like tonight. And that's no bullshit. Yeah. Like, I call a spade a spade and a heart a heart. Yeah. My brother was looking good. He was skipping the loon like Muhammad Ali. I was like, oh, shit. Like, he looked like 17 in a 54-year-old body. I'm like, oh, shit. I'm sorry. Roy kept holding on.
Yeah, I'm in agreement with you, sis. He looked better than I thought he would look. And I'm going to tell you what I think now. Mm. I think that whoever come after this, I think right now he looks so good until it got to be a plan B.
Mm.
And I think whoever may come after this may receive some real punishment. You know what I mean? Because all they have to do is not hold and it'll be delivered.
Oh, yeah. He going to let loose because if he could catch you, man, your ass is out. I'm sorry. That 1-2, bam, that's it. Like, you know, I tell people I was in here and I'm watching and I'm saying, you know, I hate that. I don't know. Gladiators to me, how I was raised up in the streets and the street fights, you know what I'm saying? Like, you toe to toe. I'm not saying you're not going to bop and weave, you know what I'm saying? But you're going to stand toe-to-toe, blow a blow. Like, I hate a nigga that run in the ring and run around like it's a circus, my nigga. It is not a circus. This is not, well, to you, you might think it's a show. It's a show when you are promoting it. You dig what I'm saying? But when you have people, millions, they broke the internet. Like, I'm sitting here, niggas bought it on their phone and they couldn't even watch it. Like, they really broke the internet. Like, there was no way for anyone to order, I mean, you know, watch this fight without it buffering, without it freezing. Like, it was really, you could tell the power of the towers wasn't ready for this tonight. It wasn't.
Yeah.
Seriously.
Yeah. Well, one thing I know, this is going to be contingent.
Oh, yeah, I see.
I don't know who's going to be the next victim. But I could clearly see that Mike has surprised everybody with his, you know, performance tonight. And I know somebody is going to be in line to receive this punishment next. It's going to be a different story.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. But where could they get your book from again? I mean, like...
Since I got a book, my book is on Amazon, The Art and Science of Respect. And I just released a new liquor, and you can appreciate this. It's a Cabernet, and it's a Merlot, and it's a Champagne, and it's a Rosé, and the name of it is Loyalty.
James, hold on.
The name called Loyalty.
Loyalty, but listen, James, how could I be down? When I grow up, I want to be just like you. You know what I mean? Like, yo, hello, can I get a liquor or a rosé or some type of wine named after me?
I got to hook you up, sis, because one thing I know, you know what I mean, when it comes to Mike, if anybody has represented that name to the fullest, it has been you.
Thank
you.
You
know what I mean? I witnessed a lot of call, a few are chosen. You know what I mean? You're a chosen one. I watched you be down with him years ago, and you still down with him. Ain't nothing changed. So
never.
We got to toast the lawyer.
That's right. You right. That's a nice way. That was a beautiful analogy. You dig what I'm saying? There's not too many loyal people, and that shit just turns me the fuck off about everybody, especially at a time like this with this type of epidemic that we're living in. Like, you really get to see who is who and what's what. You know what I mean? Yeah. And loyalty was not in the equation in this. You know?
That's real. You know, loyalty ain't in a lot of equations. That's why I use the words, many are called, few are chosen. You know what I mean? But for the chosen ones, for the chosen, we celebrate this because we understand can't no celebration take place without loyalty being in the loop.
Oh, my
God. You have to be there.
It is the stitch, you know what I'm saying, to any cloth. You understand? That's why I tell a lot of people, like, you know of me, you don't know me, because I'm totally cut from a totally different cloth. You dig what I'm saying? And saying that to be said, like, you know, Jimmy was trying to help, you know, our good friend, my other little brother.
Yeah.
He's been, like, you know, really trying to help, you know, for years with me, with my book that I haven't got out yet, but I am focused now on my documentary, and I have 20-something years of unseen footage that the world has never seen of me and Mike, period. You know me, through his going through the fights, through his coming back, like, I can't wait. I had to spend a couple G's to buy a certain computer because I won't let any editors get my footage. You know what I'm saying? Like, I was witness to the whole shotas and watched the guy when, you know, was a good friend of mine, the producer's, what's his name? Sev or something. He actually went to a studio and he left the footage in the studio, and that Chata's movie just went viral and he never got a dime from it. That's because he left it and somebody bootlegged it. So I am very cautious with my history, because what I was able to do was to capture a time capsule. You know what I mean? And it's so valuable, and it's so valuable of what I have able to capture and be in the picture at the same time. You dig what I'm saying? So when I put this together, you know, it's going to make so many people go, oh, wow. Like, you thought you knew me, but you don't even know. You know what I mean? It's not even about the steel behind the iron. So I am definitely looking forward to getting that out. You know what I mean? My documentary. And like I said, Jimmy was so instrumental, you know, in trying to make it happen. A few people, Jamel Shabazz, you know, a lot of people. But now I have nothing but time to make it happen. So, you know, maybe you can help me with that.
That's a beautiful thing, sis. I definitely support, you know, whatever you're doing. Because like I say, you know, I witnessed with my own eyes. This ain't something I heard. Mm-hmm. It's something I saw and witnessed with my own eyes over the years. How you have represented and stayed true to the game. So there's only a few of us that represent and stay true. So we got to support and represent one another.
Oh, absolutely. And so where can we get your bottle from now again?
Go to my Instagram, @jprince. Mm-hmm. On my Instagram, you can punch the link. There's a link where you can order right now. You can go to Loyalty Wines and punch the link all the way up until the 21st. Now, I got 18 wheelers on the way.
Wow.
To a town near you.
Oh, shoots. So, yes, y'all heard that?
Be right there at your liquor store close to your Loyalty. Now Snitch is going to get sick if they drink this wine. This is some Loyalty shit now.
God. You're going to get sick now. Stay away now, Snitches, if you can't fuck with the Loyalty. This is the truth syrup. Wow.
Yeah.
I love it.
Real talk.
And the book. And the book again. Yes.
Yeah, The Art and Science of Respect. The Art and Science of Respect.
And your handles, your Instagram and handle again is?
Yeah, it's J Prince.
Are you on Twitter or anything else?
J Prince Respect.
Everything, all the handles are all J Prince?
Yeah, J Prince Respect.
Okay, awesome. James, you know I love you, always respected. We always been able to kick the Willy Bobo like true gladiators that we are, you know what I mean? From the streets to the ballroom to the, you know what I mean, to the Empire State Building. We always been like 100 with it. And I respect you too, you know what I mean? And like I said, thank you for being one of the valuable parts of Front Row with Jackie Rowe.
It is a privilege and honor, sis.
All right, love you. Thank you so much. All right, you be good. Thanks for calling in.
One love, sis. One love.
Okay, bye.